WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
It is straight up 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, February the 8th, 2024. Partly cloudy, 61 today. Right now, 31 in the NRV, 26 in Lynchburg, 29 in Roanoke. Miss Monica Brooks, what's on your mind this morning?
Shout out to the DMV. Because
I've never heard that one before.
I know, that's right. And, but, you know, I had to fix some things, you know, car stuff and get some paperwork in and all that business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And out of, like, the 10 people I talked to, only one was just slightly grumpy. But everyone else, they were really helpful and just, you know, excited about, you know, you think about the DMV, usually you think, okay, everyone's just like, all right, come on up, next number.
Yeah,
the fact that you said you had to talk to 10 people.
I know.
Like, that it was a headache. That you have 10 people at the DMV you had to talk to.
With phone calls and, you know, oh, you need to go to the next person that knows what to do with it. You know, they transfer you over to someone else. Everyone was overall pleasant, you know, so... Well, including myself.
God bless you. 10 people at the DMV. After the second person, I'm like, you know what? Just take me to jail. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Just take me to jail after 2 people.
Because, you know, you make that eye contact with the one teller where you're like, okay, hey, can you just please tell me you know? Can you Google what to do with it? They're like, okay, you got to go to the next person because they'll understand. Or manager.
That's why you got to walk up to him with, like, really sad look on your face. Oh, God.
Puss in Boots eyes.
Are you going to be my salvation? Please tell me so. What's on your mind, Antoine?
Who is your keep me young person? Who is the keep me young person in your life? Do you have one?
Hendrix.
Hendrix is the one in your life. Chris, do you have one? I just realized yesterday that I have one, and I've given that title to someone in my life.
Probably my nephews.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's my niece.
I got to be cool and kind of know what they're into.
Well, because I was having a conversation with my niece, and I told her, I said, you are now the official keep me young person in my life.
Mm.
She's a sophomore at Virginia Tech, and there's a concert coming to Virginia Tech for their spring game.
Yeah.
And they have someone performing called Shy Glizzy.
Oh, gosh.
Shy Glizzy. And I saw the flyer, and so I immediately sent it to her, and I said, who is Shy Glizzy?
Mm-hmm.
And so she gave me a rundown. She gave me some tracks, told me he's a rapper out of the DMV. And I'm like, all right, well, just so you know, when there are things that I don't know, I'm coming to you. You better not ever share the contents of our conversation. This is just you and I. You are my therapist to keep me young.
Oh, man.
Don't you embarrass me. Let me pretend like I knew this.
Oh, Grandpa Antoine. No, that's all right.
Shy Glizzy.
Antoine's the official pawpaw of the show.
That's exactly what I am. Chris, what's on your mind this Thursday morning?
So I'm kind of curious to know, does everybody drink bottled water?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, not all the time, occasionally.
Okay, so I was wondering if people just drink bottled water like I do all the time, or do we delve into tap water? Because I've drank bottled water for probably the last 7 or 8 years because at the time I started drinking bottled water on a regular basis, it's because the water where I live wasn't that great.
Yeah, I was like, the tap water here, Roanoke City, well, I'm sorry, that water tastes different. I don't like it.
I stick with the bottle. When it comes to her water.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, I grew up with well water in the country, and I enjoy it. Tastes different from the city water. It does. Like, you can identify the different tastes of water.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you won't even drink filtered tap water. Your water has to come from a bottle, right?
It depends on tap. I would do filtered.
From a tap.
Filtered.
Yeah. I'm hit or miss. I'll drink out this spigot. I'm from Chatham.
Yeah.
I'll put my mouth right on that thing.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah. Random fact of the day is that Antoine Terrell is not perfect.
Oh.
Not perfect.
You call your mom and say, Mom, can you believe it?
She couldn't believe it when I told her because allegedly I have a biological flaw. And that's today's random fact is that according to the Chinese, being left-handed is a biological flaw, and less than 1% of all people in China are left-handed. Monica, I know you're right-handed for certain.
Yes, but both of my kids are lefties.
Okay, interesting.
That makes me You can't see my smile as you're driving
that was
to work
a big
right
smile
now.
Right
you
there.
Can't see the smile right now. Yeah. Chris, are you left-handed or right-handed?
I am right-handed.
Okay. Well, in China, it is so bad that people that are actually left-handed will not admit to being left-handed. As soon as they learn that their child is left-handed or see them doing things with their left hand the majority of the time, they teach them to be right-handed immediately.
Oh, okay. So they catch it when they write a sentence or when they get like, oh, go ahead and write something.
Oh,
for
when
it.
They grab that baby bottle. When they grab that baby, like, wait, what hand are you using right now? So yeah, they teach them immediately how to be right-handed and don't allow them to do things with their left hand.
Oh, man. Did you struggle with, as a lefty, like Ava, she says that she has to position herself with her friends because they'll bump arms if they sit next to one another. And then, you know, writing on a board or whatever.
Anytime the three of us go out to eat, I pay attention to where I'm sitting because with my left hand, I don't want to elbow fight for space
and
when
that's
I'm
what
trying
she's
to
doing.
Eat and you're trying to eat. So shout out to Ava. I feel her pain.
Yeah, so my previous co-host before I came here, she was left-handed.
Shout out to her, too.
So, yeah, and she always talked about, she always felt special. She's like, I feel like I'm in a special club.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of lefties. So, yeah, it makes you, I think it's not a genetic flaw or anything bad. I think it is pretty cool.
Well, can't society start treating us like we're really cool and stop making everything for right-handers?
You know, making it as expensive.
The notebooks.
Look, there's extra costs because Ava was playing golf for a period of time and ordering lefty golf clubs and all kinds of stuff is expensive.
All right, so what are you saying right now? You want Starbucks to start making left-handed coffee cups?
Yes, please. make my life easier. I'm going to be like Taylor Swift and say it's a cruel summer.
Oh, man.
Make my life better. Shout out to all the lefties out there.
The K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato, potato, potato.
All right. We're going to play Hot Potato this morning. It's going to be Antoine versus Monica.
Oh, yes. Back in the gamer seat.
And they have 20 seconds to name as many in these categories as I give them.
Okay.
And
who's going to go first?
How about you, Antoine?
All right. Okay.
All right. The category is breakfast cereals. Go.
Lucky Charms.
Corn Flakes.
Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios with berries.
Frosted Flakes.
The Fruity Pebbles.
Count Chocolate.
The knockoff Fruity Pebbles. Fruit O's.
Rice Krispies.
Okay, and
gosh. Give me my point.
I was gonna give it to Antoine anyway because Monica did
just made
not
up
a lot of the same stuff. Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios.
Fruity Pebbles.
There's different kinds of
fruit-ish pebbles.
You know, everybody
pebbles
knows
with some fruit.
Everybody knows those knockoff ones.
You those don't good. Obviously. You don't know the name of them.
Fruit O's.
the Aldi's version.
Yeah.
All right. Next category. Fast food places.
Oh, crap.
All right, Monica, you started off. Go.
McDonald's.
Hardee's.
Burger King.
Wendy's.
Rally's.
Chick-fil-A.
Taco Bell.
Bojangles.
Fast food. Chipotle? Would you count that as fast food?
No.
What? Yeah.
You would? Okay. Long John Silver.
What else is there? You said Bojangles?
Yep. I sure did. Say it.
What are the other ones that we missed?
I don't know. I was running out. Because Five Guys isn't one. Carl's.
No,
Jersey
not one.
Jersey Mike's. You could have said
Jersey
that.
Mike's Subway.
That counts as fast food. Right?
Yeah. I'm the winner.
Sheets. I would have taken Sheets.
Look, you went right down my alley with kids' cereals and fast food. Like, this is all me. Next time, do nuts and Monica will win.
Yeah, that's right.
I think this game
that
explains a lot about your palate, Antoine.
It does.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Is our question of the day for you to grab a 4-pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs game on Saturday night.
Today's question of the day is, we want to know what the worst bathroom habit is. Something that people don't do that cannot be not washing your hands. Let's see what Sarah thinks. Sarah, what's the worst bathroom habit outside of not washing your hands?
Is it not flushing?
Flushing. Yep, that's what it is. Not flushing is the number. And actually, you know what, Sarah? This was ranked above not washing your hands, but I know that's the default answer. Uh-huh. So I went on and threw that out there.
Look, I will say, when I told you, when Hen and friends come over and those kids go to the bathroom and don't flush, my goodness. I'm like, what did y'all have for lunch? Mm-hmm. How? You're just a little thing.
I know. You have, next thing you're calling a plumber.
Yeah.
Like, how did that come out of you?
Yes. Goodness me.
So, Sarah, do you feel that that is the worst bathroom habit, or?
I mean, I do agree. I think not washing your hands and definitely not flushing are both pretty bad.
Who did we just hear in the background? Is that a ghost or is that a child?
That's my son. He's excited.
All right. What's your son's name? How old is he?
Colt. He's 11.
So he flushes the toilet, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You heard what Mama said. So you guys have won that 4-pack of tickets to Superhero Night this Saturday with the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. Do you think Colt's going to dress up as a superhero? And if so, who would he dress up as?
Colt, are you going to dress up as a superhero? He says maybe.
All right. Well, we hope he dresses up because they're having a kids costume contest during the first intermission, so he could be a winner, too, at the game.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing with K92.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
Mm-hmm. Love a stupid criminal. Police in Ohio, they were called to a Family Dollar this past Sunday after someone stole 27 bags of ice. For some reason.
27? I mean, the Super Bowl party's coming up.
Oh, you know what?
I'm guessing
that's
that might have been what it's for.
I think you're right.
Say, is it not cold enough outside?
Yeah. The thieves were caught before the ice melted, and they said that it was 33-year-old Justin Hopkins and 44-year-old Vicky Byer, and they were charged with theft. But they had 27 bags of ice that had not melted, and they did end up returning the ice back to the Family Dollar.
There is absolutely no judgment from me on this. Absolutely
really?
Not. Because every time, I don't even need ice, but every time I go to like a Family Dollar or a 7-Eleven or a gas station, and they have that ice outside, and they say, grab a bag of ice and bring it in to pay for it, the intrusive thoughts of mine say, don't pay for it. Those thoughts pop in my head and say, Antoine. Just take the ice and run.
No.
And I don't even need ice. And I swear to everything I believe in, I think about it every single time I go to a gas station.
Some ice.
I think about stealing a bag of ice.
Well, here's my problem with that. Because typically, if I'm going to go somewhere to get a bag of ice, I go inside, buy what I need, and said, also, will you ring up a bag of ice for me? I pay for the ice, and I walk out without grabbing it.
I can see that too.
I've done that before, but then I've gone back and just pulled up and then just opened up the thing and grabbed
and
it.
Yeah, and just take
which
it.
Which made me look like a thief, but the people it that does. Saw me didn't realize that I already paid for it.
Yep. Okay. Great idea. Thank you, Chris, for that. Next time, let me know when you need a bag of ice. You go to the gas station. You go inside. Buy everything you need. Charge a bag of ice. You leave. Then allow me to pull up, steal the bag of ice, so my intrusive thoughts could be
like,
you did it. Congratulations. Yeah, so now I can steal it, get it out of my system, but you've paid for it, so no one loses. Thank you.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of question the stuff that goes through your head sometimes.
I understand. I question it too.
Rolling through another commercial-free hour. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we got to talk about the bad word bathroom challenge trend, whatever you want to call it, that's going on social media right now.
Okay.
Because last week, a video went viral of a little girl cursing up a storm in the bathroom at daycare. Her mother told them to let her go into the bathroom and just say all the curse words that she wants to say to get it out of her system.
Oh.
So now parents are recording their kids in the bathroom saying all the bad words that they want to say. So here's a little audio clip of what that sounds like.
Don't say bad words because you get in trouble and that's bad.
Okay.
So that doesn't happen again. Mommy gonna let you say all the curse words you want just this one time. You can get it out your system. And after that, don't ever say it again, okay?
Okay.
He closes the door.
I don't need you.
You got them all out?
Yeah.
So that's the bad word bathroom trend. So now it's on TikTok and it's just loaded with footage of little kids swearing. And what parents are finding out is that the F word is the kid's favorite word.
Well, look, I know.
Free.
Yes. Family.
Look, fun. Free is my second favorite.
So my question to you, Monica, as you are the only person of the thing that's a parent, how do you feel about this? Is this something that you would allow Hendrix, your youngest, to participate in?
I don't know if it'll work. All right, no, because I hear him and his little friends, when they think that, you know, no one's listening, they go outside and they're playing, they're running around. I'm like, oh, what did you just say? You know, they spit out a little bad word. But I know as a kid for myself, I feel like it would help, you know, little Monica. But back in the day, because little Monica...
Help her do what?
Just get all the bad words out, because little Monica had an incident where someone coughed on my ice cream and I smacked him. And a lot of bad words came out, and I feel like I was able to clear it out as a little one.
So you feel that.
So maybe
this
it
is,
does work. It would work.
So you feel like this is helpful, that you allow the child, like, and these are kids that are in daycare. So what's daycare? 4, 3, and 4?
Little, yeah.
Before kindergarten?
Yes.
These are kids going to the bathroom, saying all the curse words, and you feel that that will help them not say it at inappropriate times if you give them an appropriate time to say it.
I have to say, every child is different.
We ain't asked about every child. I'm
every
asking
child's
Monica Brooks' opinion.
But I think so. Yeah, clear it out.
I disagree.
It's like a rage room, you know? It's a rage bathroom.
Okay.
Let's get it all out.
The only thing I can compare it to is when I was growing up, one of my friend's parents, she would allow my friend to drink alcohol at home. Because she said, if I let you do it at home where it's safe, and you're not going to be drinking and driving, et cetera, et cetera, I'm going to let you
do it. I was
going
to say, they were toddlers? So you said your friend's mom? No.
We're right. They were 15 years old.
Rubbed on the gums.
But it's just one of those where I'm like, do you want to expose them to inappropriate behaviors? Because even as a grown-up, swearing is not the most appropriate thing to do, even though it feels good.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. I want to hear more from you. So I want you to text in right now to 52353. Give name and town, or call in 540-774-9236. How do you feel about the bad word bathroom challenge? Do you feel it's okay? Would you allow your kids to participate in it?
Well, I have a very I have a very strong opinion on this.
Okay, all right.
So okay.
It may not be the same thing a lot of other people think. So we'll take your calls and I'll share my opinion coming up. You think Usher's going to have that song part of his set list on Sunday?
He has to.
He opens with that
I don't know if that's the song he opens with, but he's also going to have special guests. He could have Pitbull as a special guest.
He's going to have everyone. It's going to be a party on stage.
It definitely is.
I'm ready
thinking
for it.
Ludacris is going to be. I definitely say Ludacris is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of parties, these little kids are having parties in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we have the bad word bathroom challenge going on social media, where basically parents are allowing their kids, or younger kids, like daycare age, to go into the bathroom.
They're just learning to talk.
And say every bad word that they know so that they get it out of their system, so that they don't use it in an inappropriate place, like in front of their peers. And so we're talking right now. You're calling in to 540-774-9236, and you're texting in to 52353, sharing your opinion on it. Let's see what Tommy thinks. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
All right, Tommy. So you heard us talk about the bad word bathroom challenge. Where do you stand on it? Is it okay? Is it not okay?
Totally not okay. as a parent myself, I'm totally against that. Allow them to do it against the system. I don't think it works like that. I think you're telling them it's okay to say cuss words. And I don't agree with that at all. And if this is acceptable to me, you know, what's the next trend? Your kids want to try drugs, so you tell them to go in the bathroom and try drugs one time to get out of the system?
No, that's a question.
Wow.
what's the limit here? So if you teach your kid one bad thing, what's the next trend going to be? That, like, you don't do that.
Yeah, that, definitely get that. Thank you so much, Tommy, for calling in. That's a really good opinion, because he's saying, like, you know,
what's the next thing?
That's a gateway behavior right there.
Like I said, a young Monica, I cleared it out that one time, and I was, you know, I never cursed or anything. I mean, I was that person that waited till I was legal age to have a first sip of wine. Like, you
look
know, like
you.
I was that person.
Because I wasn't. Shout out to Virginia Tech. Now, Chris, you said you have a strong opinion on this. So where do you stand?
I'm on the same side as Tommy.
Uh-huh.
I would be absolutely mortified if I heard my kids, if I heard my kid talking like that. It is completely inappropriate for a kid at that age to be spewing out that dirty language.
Yeah. And you said it because it's all over TikTok. You said it's a challenge that's out there.
Yeah,
that's wild to me.
Look, everything doesn't need to be a challenge on TikTok.
I know.
And this is one of them. And then, you know, if I was to ever say anything that was even remotely close to a curse word when I was a kid, my mother would wash my mouth out with soap. I think we need to normalize washing mouths out.
Yeah, bring that back.
Because it worked for me. But,
I'm going to say Caress is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I was afraid to say curse words as a kid after my mom caught me saying something inappropriate one time.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say them for a long time until I was probably an adult. I mean, really, as an adult, we shouldn't say them, but we do.
Now, let me ask this question, because I am on the record saying that I don't agree with this, generally speaking. Now, the first person that did it, the video that went viral, it was because the kid was already cursing. And so the mother was trying to figure out a way for the kid to get it out of her system and not do it appropriately. But now the challenge has become they're just recording their kids going into the bathroom saying, look, you can say all the bad words you want to say. This is your place to say the bad words. So there's not even a function to it of getting it out of your system.
Just to...
But now they're just doing it to go viral, I think it's worse.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people think this challenge is funny, but I don't think it's funny to hear kids talk like that.
Does it make a difference if they're allowed to say words that aren't curse words, but inappropriate words? So like the word suck or, you know, loser or
shut up or something like that.
Yeah. Would that make a difference? I would be a little bit more okay with that, I think. But I also don't love that either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like this challenge at all. You know, if I was a parent, I would absolutely ground my kid. They would not get any screen time. I'd take their phone away. I don't want to ever hear you talk like that again.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right, so on this episode, there is a stain that has just been driving me crazy. I see it every day, and I feel like I'm the only one that cares that there is a stain on the carpet.
Okay.
Nobody is doing anything about it. So I decided to take it upon myself. Every time I walk out of my apartment, there's carpet down the hallway. And for the longest time, there's this big stain in the floor. I'm like, is anybody going to clean that up? Well, the answer is no. So who's going to have to clean it up? Me. So I went to the grocery store and specifically bought some Resolve carpet cleaner and a scrub brush. And yesterday I went and scrubbed that stain out of a hallway that lots of other people use because it's driving me crazy. Look. Not only did I clean up that one stain, I went down the hallway and did like 5 or 6 others.
Why don't you go ahead and get hired part time?
Might as well,
like,
right?
You know, you are doing a lot of work around your maintenance.
Yeah, but I stuff like that drives me crazy. I'm like, does anybody else not see this stain on the floor?
Oh, they do.
They see it.
But they see it, but why don't they care as much as I do? Okay?
They see you. They say, oh, he's got it.
There are literally people that get paid to care as much as you do about that freaking stain that don't care as much as you do.
Yeah, they probably report it and they're like, okay, somebody will get to it.
I wish I thought I would walk down the hallway here at work and I would see a stain on this carpet. And probably
we do.
This one.
We have some stains.
And here. I would go buy some Resolve and clean it. I wish I would walk down a different hallway before I did
be
all
scrubbing?
That.
You would?
I was scrubbing. I spent like a good 30 minutes because after a while I got into it. And I was like, and then because I did a couple of spots, like, man, this looks really good. So I did a few more too.
Did any neighbors walk by you?
No.
That's hilarious if they did.
Luckily, most everybody was not home. Uh-huh. So nobody saw me do it. I would have been even more embarrassed. But the fact that I'm the only one that cares about that, this is my problem in life.
Yeah.
I care about the little things that nobody else could care about.
I mean, it's good to care. But you know, like there's cameras. They're watching you. Like, okay, there he is. He's taking care of it.
At what point does the maintenance person get offended by everything that Chris is doing? It started with the trash, where Chris is hitting the button on the trash.
Mm-hmm,
now he's cleaning the carpet. At what point does the maintenance person stop you one day and say, "Oh, you think you can do your job better? You can do my job better than me, huh?" Like, at what point are you going to get called out? Because that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it will.
Well, I see how busy they are with other important things. And in reality, that stain on the carpet is probably the least important thing to them.
But obviously.
But it's the most important thing to me for some reason. So, yeah, so I finally have a nice, clean place to walk on. But as soon as it gets dirty again, hey, I got my bottle of Resolve.
Yeah.
I got my scrub brush to go out there and just clean it.
I know you walk by proud of your work, too.
Yeah, I
did that.
So I'm looking at that spot every day now. It's like, okay, is it still clean?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Everything is spicy now. So they have, you know, hot Cheetos. They have sweet heat Starburst.
Uh-huh,
all that
uh-huh.
stuff. Well, now Coca-Cola, they have Coca-Cola Spice.
Okay, talk to me.
They said that this is basically a spiced drink. They said that with a hint of raspberry, and they want to target teenagers because, you know, they're enjoying the Takis and the spiciness of everything. So, yeah, Coca-Cola Spiced. And they said they'll go on sale starting on the 19th.
This does not sound good at all.
It doesn't sound super appealing.
They said it doesn't have a lot of heat, but there's some heat with raspberries.
I mean, you really lost me when you said it's targeted for teenagers. At that point, I was like, all right, I can't even enjoy it anymore.
Oh, what? Oh, you can't.
I want to know who's behind the campaign of flaming hot everything, because everything, they want to put flaming hot on everything and make everything spicy. I'm like, whoever's behind this campaign is doing a good job.
It works.
A seventh grader. It's a seventh grader at Cave Spring Middle School.
They want all the heat. I tell you who wants all the heat, Snoop Dogg, because he is mad with Post and Walmart. He says that he has his cereal. So Snoop Dogg and Master P, they're suing Post Cereal and Walmart because they're hiding their cereal brand.
Isn't his cereal called Snoop Loops?
Yeah,
yes,
Snoop
it is,
Loops.
With a Z, Snoop Loops.
Yeah, so the rappers are saying that they tried to talk about a partnership with Post Cereal, and they said, no, we'll just buy the brand. We'll just buy it. And they're like, no. And so when they put their products out, Snoop is accusing them of hiding their cereal in the stock room.
You know what?
Instead of putting it on the shelves.
Come to think about it, I've never seen it on the shelf, because if I had,
either.
I would have bought a box of it.
I can't even see it on the internet because I just tried to pull it up from CBS News, and our work website said malicious website is blocked. It showed me for
cereal.
10 seconds, and then I got a pop-up saying this is a malicious site from CBS News.
Wait.
So it is blocked all the way around.
Okay. Wait a second here. Are we actually being punked and that Snoop Loops actually don't exist?
They exist. It's Snoop and Master P. They put them out there.
Was this just some like AI story that was put out there for something that doesn't
exist? What's going on?
And that's why we haven't seen it?
Well, his cereal's somewhere. It's hiding in the stock room.
Just ain't here.
Somebody from Walmart, let us know. Okay, so the Super Bowl halftime show, that's the big to-do. That, for me, that's the big thing. Usher's performing this year.
Shout out to it.
Well, they're talking about, they put out an article talking about the favorite Super Bowl halftime performers of the last 8 years.
Uh-huh. 8 years, okay.
Yes, so number one, Eminem, Dr. Dre, and Snoop. Okay. From 2022.
I would agree. That is definitely, that was, as soon as I saw they finished that, I was like, that is one of the best Super Bowl halftime shows.
I need to hear who the other ones are to see where it ranks.
Coming in number two, Rihanna from last year.
Number two of
the best. Text in, what do you feel about it? 52353. What's your favorite halftime show of all time? And do you agree with Rihanna coming in number two? She did a great job.
I agree with Rihanna coming in at number two because that performance was a number two.
You are bad.
That's how I feel about that.
She heard that. Ooh, that
Who
was
shitty.
Who
came in at number three? Who's number three?
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, Bad Bunny.
Okay, that was fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Number four, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That was Lady Gaga's. I would put Lady Gaga in second over Rihanna.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Number five, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars.
That was good.
Okay.
The Weeknd, Maroon, and then Maroon 5, Travis Scott. And
that was fun.
Number eight, Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, I just don't know how Rihanna became number two. I don't know who she paid. She paid a lot of money for that ranking.
Don't do that.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, a couple of ways you can get us your confessions. You can send us a voice memo from your phone. Just record it on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com. Or you can call 540-774-9236. Or you can just text in your confession. We won't say your name or anything like that because you don't have to include it. Just text that to 52353, and we're starting it off with a voice memo that we got over this past week.
My husband and I both have really good careers. He's definitely not in a hurry to have kids, but I do want a kid soon because I want to quit my job and I just want to stay home like all day while he works. Am I a bad person for wanting that? I don't know. Sounds like a good life.
I don't love how she said, I want to have a kid. Like, that's why she wants to have a kid so she can stay home. I didn't like that connection. Yeah, the way she phrased it sounded,
I get what you're saying.
Sounded a little awkward. Mm-hmm. She wanted a kid just so she didn't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
They go to school, and then it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
All right, we have a couple of text messages, too.
Yeah, so the one text that rolled in, it says, me and my soon-to-be wife, she is pregnant, 6 months pregnant, and we have hidden it from the family and everyone.
Okay, congratulations on the pregnancy.
Well, now they want to know at some point.
Yep. So that's why you're getting married.
Oh, now it makes sense now. Another text, and sometimes, you know, with these confessions, I think that people just need to get it off their chest. Mm-hmm. They need to just say it to someone, because for this text message, it says, sadly, I'm addicted to pain medicine, in parentheses, opioid. Opioids. I can't even say the word.
Opioids.
There you go. That word. And it's been tough the last month, but I'm positive I'll handle this, but sometimes it feels endless and hopeless. Please don't underestimate the effect medicine can have on a person.
Yeah, that know that you can seek help.
Yeah,
you know?
That is so true. Yeah. That is so easy to get addicted to. And a lot of people don't understand addiction is hereditary, you know?
Yeah.
If it runs in your family, chances are you're going to be prone to that. All right, and we got another voice memo here.
I am a nurse, and sometimes I see plenty of people. I understand it's like a frustrating place to be, but people come in with bad attitudes, and they're rude and inconsiderate to the staff and to the people around them. So sometimes I'll pretend to miss a vein and stick people with the needle again and again, and I'm not proud of it, but it's just my way of teaching them a lesson.
I feel like she is my nurse all the time, and I'm nice.
That's awful.
Wow, that's terrible. And I know some amazing nurses.
I do, too.
And that would never do something like that. Uh-uh. And for there to be one out there doing that, that's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I hated that one.
Goodness.
Yeah, so every time I go give blood, I get nervous because my veins are deep, and they have to really, like, hit my arm.
Yeah.
To, like,
Look, karma's a B word. Yeah. You don't do that stuff.
Yeah, so I'm terrified when I go give blood. I'm like, I look the other way. I'm like, oh, I'm just praying this is over quick. All right, so do you have a confession? You can call 540-774-9236, or you can text 52353, or send us a voice memo from your phone. Just send it to mornings@k92radio.com. We have more on the way, and we're going to talk to somebody who has a confession about something they're doing with a coworker.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, we're in the middle of Covert Confessions here. You can call 540-774-9236 to give us your confession. We got a couple of text messages here. Here's the first one. This is interesting. I have dreams about my teeth falling out all the time. In fact, this dream theme is one of the only ones I have connected series of dreams about. The current season is that I went to a dentist who filled the jagged remainder of my tooth craters with Legos.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever you're watching before bed, you need to stop.
Yes.
Change your routine.
Yeah. There's another one. I'm freaked out by belly buttons. I always thought the things would get sucked inside my stomach through my belly button as a kid. And they're really weird. Ew.
I support that confession. There's nothing cool about belly buttons.
Do you have an innie or outie?
I actually have an in-betweeny.
You have an in-betweeny?
I have an in-betweeny.
Oh,
it's not any, it's not Audi. It's kind of confused.
Yeah, I kind of want to see your belly button.
I kind of want you to go away. Okay. We have a caller right now. Calling in 540-774-9236. Good morning. What's your confession?
Okay, so I have this annoying coworker who nobody in the office likes at all.
I feel like we all have a coworker. Like, I'm not calling anybody out here.
Look over here.
So this annoying coworker of mine, she's constantly sucking up to our boss, and she acts like she's the only one who does any work in the entire office.
Uh-huh.
So I've started taking things from her desk and hiding them in other places around the building.
No. Like
that's
what?
That's funny.
What are you taking?
I've taken her stapler, I've taken her tape dispenser, and I've taken her pens. But I'm most proud of the fact that I took her chair and I put it down on the second floor. So she's super mad because she thinks that the cleaning crew moved it. And now the chair that she like sits in on our actual floor, it really hurts her back.
Oh, okay. God. Now you don't cause her pain. Yeah. I was supporting you at first. Now the poor girl in pain.
Well, I have a feeling she has that backache because she sounds like she's carrying the entire office on her back.
Brian, you heard that.
That's what she thinks. That's what she thinks. That's what she's telling everybody.
All right. Well, hey, that's a good confession. Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, guys.
All right. If you want to get us your confession, a few ways you can do that. You can record a voice memo on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com. You can text in your confession 52353 or call 540-774-9236. It's Covert Confessions on K92. K92 is the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a free treatment from Saltfoot Sanctuary at the Hotel Roanoke.
I know I said call in to 540-774-9236 and be the fourth member of the K92 Morning Thing, but I feel that we just hired someone that might not be legally old enough to work here. Good morning, Avery.
Good morning.
Avery, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Avery's 11. Avery. And what school do you go to?
I go to community school, middle school.
Okay. Shout out to Avery from community school. Great school. I know some kids used to go there. All right. So, Avery, you have to make the decision. Do you want to play Wordplay with Chris or do you want to play with Monica?
I'll pick Chris.
You're going to pick Chris?
All right. The pressure is on.
So now my question to you, Avery, is who are you playing for right now? If you win this foot massage, are you playing for your parents, your mom, your dad, or are you playing for yourself? Who's going to get this foot massage from Saltfoot Sanctuary?
Probably my mom.
Okay, probably your mom.
I kind of want Avery to say, for Avery, Antoine.
And for me.
Yeah.
All right, Avery. So when Chris comes back, I'm going to give him a word, and he's going to say the first word that pops in his head. So you just have to say the first word that pops in your head, and we're going to see if they match up, okay?
Okay.
All right, your first word is photo. So what pops in your head when... Photocopy?
Okay.
Okay, Avery's like 50 years old. Mm-hmm. She's a 50-year-old 11-year-old. All right, photocopy. Your next word is bed.
Time.
Bedtime. Okay. Avery knows about that. How about happy?
Feet.
Happy
the
feet?
The penguins.
The penguins. Oh. Was Tom Hanks in that movie?
Probably.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. All right, your next word is belly.
Rub.
Belly rub?
Belly rub. All right. And the last one is always a celebrity. It's a person. It could be fictional. It could be someone sitting right across from me. Who is Chris going to think of when I say Monica?
Brooks.
Monica Brooks. Okay. That has to be the correct answer. All right. So Monica is going to get Chris out of soundproof chamber. We got photocopy. We got bedtime. We got happy feet. We got belly rub and Monica Brooks. You need to get 2 out of 5 to match with Chris. And I'm going to be honest, Avery, you have broken a record. You are the youngest K92 Wordplay member we've ever had.
I know.
You are the youngest participant, so Guinness Book of World Records right for you.
The pressure is on to match her, so.
And she did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, great.
You better get to your 11-year-old brain.
Okay.
All right, your first word, photo.
Photo booth.
Photo booth. Let's go with Avery. What did you say?
I said photocopy.
You said photocopy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I didn't even know kids knew what that meant.
I know.
Yeah. All right, your next word, bed. B-E-D. Bed.
I hated it as a kid. Bedtime, but I love it as an adult.
Avery, did you say bedtime?
I said bedtime.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Avery, what time is your bedtime?
9:30.
Okay, that's not bad. You're going to bed later than us.
Yeah, my bedtime is 7 o'clock.
All right, you need to get one more right out of these last three, Avery. How about happy, Chris? Happy?
Happy. Let me think of, let me jump into my 11-year-old. How about the movie Happy Feet?
The movie Happy Feet? Maybe okay. I was trying to think. Is Tom Hanks in Happy Feet? We couldn't remember.
I don't know.
You don't know either. Avery, did you say Happy Feet?
I said happy feet.
Yes! Yeah. All right, so we're going to keep playing. We're going to see how well 11-year-old Chris can do. How about the word belly?
Belly button.
Belly button. Uh-huh. Avery, did you say belly button?
No, I said belly rub.
She said belly rub. Harley loves a belly rub.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a pet, Avery?
Yeah. I have a dog and three cats.
Okay.
Someone's getting a belly rub. Yep. And then last one, Monica. Monica who?
Monica Brooks.
You said Monica Brooks.
Yeah.
Did Avery think of Monica Brooks? Avery, who'd you say?
I said Monica Brooks.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she did. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, Avery. You did an awesome job. You just won Mom a gift certificate to Saltfoot Sanctuary from K92.
Jack Harlow inside another commercial-free hour. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I'm kind of curious to know if I'm the only one that carries this around in my car.
All right.
I have a question for both of you. And if you do have this in your car, text 52353 or call 540-774-9236. But I want to know if you carry around a car fork or car spoon.
No, I do not. Monica?
I do not. I used to have a spoon. But no, I don't.
I have a car fork and a car spoon. Why do I have a car fork or car spoon? Because a lot of times when I go get something to eat, I want to eat it right there in the car, and they don't give you any utensils. I've had that happen to me a couple of times. So now I have a nice piece, two pieces of silverware in my car, a car fork and a car spoon.
I have a question.
Or when I need to eat something that requires a spoon or a fork.
I have a question.
Yes.
Go for it.
All right. So you went somewhere to pick up food.
Yes.
You need to eat the food immediately.
Yes.
Why are you not just eating the food in the place that you received the food from? Why are you getting the food, going to your car in the parking lot, and eating in your car when there is a restaurant to eat it in?
No,
he's busy.
Okay, yeah.
He's not driving. He said I hope he's not driving.
You're going through the drive-thru.
Now, look, I can drive and eat with a fork at the same time. I've done that before.
Kids, do not do what Chris does.
Look, that's how you drive with your knees, all right?
Talk about this. My man said, I got soup right here with a spoon. No, I just don't understand. If you have to eat it immediately, then I just don't understand why you wouldn't eat it inside.
Well, I feel like that if it's sometimes food is more enjoyable in your car because you're in your own space. You're not inside of restaurants surrounded by other people. Mm-hmm. You're there to eat your food in your own space without being judged by anyone.
Well, you know, it takes away from the flavor of the food. I feel like if all your senses are going, then you can't really enjoy the food.
I don't know if I've ever had a migraine as bad as the one I'm getting right now.
He is twitching like now.
The only thing that's better in your car is music. That's the only thing that's bad. I've never eaten anything in my car that's it. You know
food
what?
Food tastes better in private. That is known because, because your senses are dull. Like, there's too much happening. There's too much happening, so you need to really enjoy and focus on the taste.
I need to hear from other people right now.
What?
I need
text messages. Don't rub your forehead like that. Don't do that.
I need phone calls because,
Chris, I understand.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah. All right. am I the only one that carries around a car fork or car spoon in their car? 540-774-9236. You call the show or you can text 52353 like this text we just got in. She says, I'm a mom and I got a whole organizer of napkins and plasticware in the car.
There you
go. Kids, not grown-ups.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I have to know if I'm the only one that carries around a car fork and a car spoon for those food emergencies when you need a fork or spoon to eat something in the car.
Antoine's face. Antoine is just like,
we had a caller on, but they dropped, but that's okay because I don't want to talk to them anyway.
Angela, and she was supporting Chris.
Okay,
Angela,
listen.
Come on back to us because she said that she does the same thing.
All right, mm-hmm. So I'm a little riled up right now.
Yeah.
Because what we were discussing, was it a text message that came in asking about...
At what point, Chris, do you wash this,
there we go.
This fork or spoon?
All right, and so that's a good question. And I asked that question. I posed that question. At what point are we washing this car utensil? And Chris, your response to that text was?
I wash the spoon or fork in my car. I wash it with a napkin. I just wipe it off with a napkin, and then it's going to be clean for next time.
But he was counting the saliva.
That's
as a wash.
But listen, my mouth is the only one on that.
Okay, so then my follow-up question is, how come you don't, because you live by yourself, how come you don't do that with all of your silverware at home?
Because
that's gross.
Because the, Well, the dishwasher is right there to clean it. I don't have a dishwasher or a sink to clean it in my car.
This is so disgusting.
And listen, I'm not going to remember to take that dirty silverware out of my car into the house and then remember to bring out clean silverware.
That's completely fine. That's what I want you to say is that I'm okay with dirty silverware. That's all I want to hear. All right, so we do have someone that called it. I have no clue who they is or what side are they on, so be prepared to be hung up on. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello. This is Angela.
Hey, I'm Angela.
All right, Angela, before I hang up on you, say your piece.
Well, I do, and do not hang up on me. I actually have it because sometimes it just gets too people-y. You know what I mean?
Too many people.
Okay.
Like, too many people when you're in a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
You work and you deal with the public. Sometimes you just want to decompress in your vehicle,
right,
and eat by yourself.
Okay.
And the food tastes better, right?
It does.
Yes.
It does. You can eat and you don't have to worry about, if you drop it on your chin, you don't have to worry about people looking at you because they're looking at you anyway.
Yep.
So.
All right. Let me ask you this, Angela. What kind of silverware is it? Is it silverware or is it plasticware?
It's actually silverware.
All right. Yes. Do you take that silverware back into the house at some point and wash it with soap, or do you just wipe it off with a napkin and just leave it in your car?
I have wipes because I work in the healthcare industry. So, that level of hygiene does come into play.
Okay. So, do you support Mr. Chris just using a napkin to wipe off his silverware and just leaving it in that hot car?
Hey, I dated a Navy SEAL who said that was sufficient.
Well, you know what?
They ain't together no more.
Extreme temperatures kill bacteria, right? So if it's really hot to really cold, it's going to destroy that bacteria.
And one thing you guys don't know about me, I haven't told you yet.
Correct.
I was a Navy SEAL. Okay.
See,
that means nothing to me. I don't care. Y'all nasty. All in. Thank you so much, Angela. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks for having my back.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Today we have a two-parter and a good news story of the day. The first part is the text messages coming in to 52353 and people taking my side in this heated debate about car utensils.
Your mom texting in doesn't count.
I like how someone texted in to support me but also qualified the statement. I got your back, Antoine. At least this time.
Well.
So at least this time they have my back in supporting no car utensils. Take your butt home and eat your food.
I feel like more people support me that are pro car utensils than not.
They just can't text in right now because they're eating soup and spaghetti while they're driving.
That's all right.
The other part of the good news story of the day, we just had the Grammys last weekend. And some of your favorite artists won Grammys. Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
SZA. Hey, Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about a teacher from Annandale High School here in Virginia? She won a Grammy for being an amazing music teacher.
Well, if you caught some of the Grammys on Sunday, you may have heard a bit of a shout out to Annandale High School. Annie Ray, the school's orchestra director, won Music Educator Award.
Inside Annandale High School last week, cheers filling the auditorium when the school learned.
Oh my God, you won!
That music teacher Annie Ray was headed to the Grammys.
Got them all settled, and I was like, what just happened? Did I just win a Grammy?
More than 2,000 nominations were submitted from around the country.
I'm just someone who loves music, and I love connecting with people. This award, it's truly the students. It's the school. I'm just the lucky person who gets to be standing on the podium and telling their story and everything that they've taught me.
I don't know why they don't televise that award.
Mm-hmm.
That is an incredible award. I think they should televise something cool like that.
Yeah, shout out. Could you imagine, when we have to negotiate our teacher's contract next year?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you ain't going to pay me with all these other music
Grammy
teachers getting
award
paid.
Wedding. Yes.
You better at the staff meeting this week, professional development day, you better say Grammy award winning
speech. Right.
Congratulations to her. We're so proud of you.
It's the K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Antoine, and Chris, 50 Cent in the club. By the way, 50 Cent, part of the favorite Super Bowl halftime show of all time in the past 8 years.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't think I knew that he was going to be there. I can't remember because there were some surprises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige. Like, that was That has me so excited for Usher's performance on Sunday. Like, it's good. It's going to definitely be the best one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. So.
Out of the past eight, I'm talking about of the past, because the list that we had was the past 8 years.
I expect Usher to put on a good show. I'm excited.
Yeah, so thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Make sure you come tomorrow, because we're going to have some thang hacks for you at 7:50. We want to make sure you head into the weekend with a couple of life hacks from your K92 morning thang. Mm-hmm. And we never want you to leave the show empty-handed.
No, we have tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs on Saturday night. So at 4:20 today, Bob Patrick, he'll hook you up. And then tomorrow, we'll hook you up at 6:40.
And then at 8:20, we're going to play K92's Wordplay for your shot to win a free treatment from Saltfoot Sanctuary at the Hotel Roanoke. And then you also get qualified for a 3-a-month membership just in time for Valentine's Day. So tomorrow when we do that at 8:20, I'll also draw the winner of their certificate. I'm just going to put everybody that won this week into a drawing, and we'll just draw the winner then.
Okay. I love it. That's going to be a great Super Bowl weekend, or a great start to a Super Bowl weekend for one lucky member of the K92 Morning Thang family. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thang Nuggets. If speaking kindly to plants helps them grow, imagine what speaking kindly to yourself can do.
But what if I'm a cactus?
Look, that's prickly. The only thing I really like. Cactus and bamboo.
That's why we get along so well, Monica. Brand new episode of The Thang tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.